welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, October 4th, and we're going to recap the entire week so far in digital marketing news. Now we're going to go to YouTube. YouTube is experimenting with a change to its recommendations algorithm. That is for the videos that are recommended either on the sidebar of a video on desktop or below it in the mobile app. The new version of the algorithm puts more weight when a user clicks on a video further down the list of recommendations and less weight when they click on a video close to the top of the recommendations list. Google's researchers say that they believe this will increase the total amount of views, equating to tens of millions of dollars in ad revenue for YouTube themselves, but that it will also help people break out of their filter bubbles by suggesting content that the algorithm wouldn't have suggested before this change was implemented. Now, this is a test. It's not part of the algorithm across the entire website or the app. There's no telling if they're going to keep it and adopt it as part of the algorithm for everybody. We'll see, and we'll keep you updated as this progresses. YouTube added a new feature that YouTubers are going to absolutely love. You can now sort through your comments to find ones that you haven't read yet that you'd really like to read and respond to. You can do this inside of the YouTube Creator Studio on the desktop version of the website. Over on Google, there's yet another possible Google search algorithm update that may have pretty big impacts. We're not entirely sure yet. According to Barry Schwartz, it started possibly rolling out based on chatter from other SEOs on October 3rd, so check your analytics. Google Ads has rolled out a new version of Google Shopping. The first thing you'll notice about this new version of Google Shopping is very prominent, large, colorful buttons trying to get people to buy with Google. This is Google escalating their war against Amazon. And I, for one, am kind of against it. I really don't like this idea of purchasing something directly on the platform. I would rather Google be pushing people to a website where they can read more about the product and do business on that website so that we have retail stores on the internet for a reason instead of Google trying to be the retail store themselves. But if you're in e-commerce PPC, you may give that a look. The Google Webmaster team is hosting a Google Webmaster Conference at Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California. You can apply to be invited to the Google Webmaster Conference. The applications are going to be open for this conference until October 25th, at which time Google is currently saying they will close the application process. There's no telling when they're going to notify people. They didn't actually tell us that. The conference itself is being held on November 4th, I believe. So you won't have a lot of time to plan your travel arrangements, but if you want to go talk to Google's webmaster team and hang out at the Googleplex, this is your chance. The change of address tool has finally made the move onto the new Google Search Console. You can find it in the left-hand navigation bar. Google released a small business search trends report, which said, among other things, that searches for mom and pop local businesses were at a 3-year high. Google My Business is removing the SMS messaging feature by mid-November. You will no longer be able to use it. Honestly, it wasn't working too well anyway. But moving forward, you will only be able to message users who send you a message via your Google My Business profile using the Google My Business app. Google Chrome version 79, set to be released in December, will change how it handles mixed content. A quick explanation there. Mixed content is when a page is calling content both from an HTTPS domain and an HTTP version of that domain. Google's going to try to find assets that are on HTTP on the HTTPS version of the website if they can. If they cannot, they will give the user the option to block that content. In Facebook news, Facebook wants to encrypt all messaging over their platform, but the United States, Australia, and Britain are fighting them on this, which is a bit odd because I'm finally siding with Mark Zuckerberg on something. Among other concerns, these governments think that this will help child predators and sex traffickers instead of just realizing it'll help all of us. Every week, Mark Zuckerberg does a weekly Q&A with the staff of Facebook, and those for a long time have not been open to the public, but a couple of meetings from July of this year have been leaked to the press. Among other things in these transcripts, Mark Zuckerberg talks about Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Libra cryptocurrency, and how the government might break up Facebook, and how they might fight TikTok. Over on Instagram, Instagram has rolled out their restrict feature to everyone. The restrict feature allows you to keep people who are bullying you from posting comments on your posts or sending you messages without them actually knowing that is what's happening. You can find the restrict feature for comments by swiping left on a comment in the app, and restricted messages will be filtered to a completely different inbox that you can read if you want to. The person who sent you that message will not get a re-receipt if you do read their messages. Now, while Instagram intended this feature just to help teenagers and kids with bullying problems, this will obviously be used by brands and people to keep haters and ex-significant others from commenting on their posts or sending them messages. Instagram has launched a new application called Threads. It is a camera-first messaging app aimed squarely at Snapchat. The app uses your Instagram login and allows you to send messages to only your close friends and family. They also rolled out an augmented reality feature for shopping. Users on Instagram will be able to use the augmented reality tools to try on clothes, among other things. They are also testing out a new feature that will allow customers to request a reminder when a product is launched on Instagram. If they set this reminder, as soon as they get it, they will then be able to purchase the product on Instagram. That would be obviously an amazing tool for marketers to put into their arsenal. Twitter crashed for a few hours on Wednesday, but appears to be back up and stable. Bonus round! Patreon appears to have released a new version of their website. While there's no obvious new tools yet, we kind of know that because they accidentally removed it from all search engines. When the new version of the website went live, they left a Meta Robots no index tag on every single page. It was caught by a Twitter user who reported it to Patreon. They fixed it within 4 hours. But if you're a Patreon creator, there is a very, very good chance this removed your page from Google and Bing and other online search engines, and there's a good chance that it won't be able to be found for at least a couple more days, maybe even a few weeks. In France, one researcher found that YouTube benefited greatly from the most recent Google search algorithm update. Surprising, absolutely no one. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning into this version of the podcast. A quick note, we may not have a podcast next week as I will be at a conference out in Las Vegas presenting and mingling with my colleagues and friends. If that is the case and we're not able to get a podcast out next week, we will do a podcast version the following week that includes all of the news that we missed from next week in that one 2 weeks from now. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time.